Jerry Bader Show 1023. Jason and I still debating to a degree, even though we agree on the WIAA ESPN thing, where ESPN would have televised a key high school football matchup in Wisconsin because it features two future Division I quarterbacks. But the WIAA said no, because you can't play two games within the same calendar week, and ESPN insisted that it be on a Sunday. I can see both sides of the argument. If ESPN really wanted to air it, they'll air it when it plays, when it's being played. On the other hand, ESPN wasn't willing to do that, and I think the WIAA squandered an opportunity. And it wouldn't have been the end of the world if they bent the rules. That's my opinion. There are people in this world who just like to bleep and moan about everything. I'm sure you know one. Maybe you know two. You might know seven. Where they see the dark lining of every silver cloud. They just do. I'm sure you are aware of the Ice Bucket Challenge to raise awareness and dollars for ALS. Colin Roth of Wright, Wisconsin, and I have dueling pieces on that website today about whether or not it's right to criticize this effort. I call mine pouring cold water on the Ice Bucket Challenge critics. I'm going to just read some of it to you. One, it'd be easier than paraphrasing myself, and I think I did a pretty good job with it. On Friday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson nominated me and two other talk show hosts to the Ice Bucket Challenge. After I posted my payoff video online, someone posted a Facebook meme below the video showing a young black child, ostensibly from somewhere in the third world, saying, "Wait, you wasted perfectly clean water in the name of charity?" In fact, if you've taken part in this effort to raise dollars and awareness to fight ALS, you might be surprised to learn it has its share of critics. First, there is the charge of slacktivism, that you don't really have to work for the cause or even know anything about it. Similarly, others say it's a gimmick that doesn't raise awareness of the disease. Another charge is that it simply feeds online narcissism. Look at me, look at me. The slacktivism charge compares this effort with hashtag activism, which conservatives, including me, have soundly ripped. Here's the difference. The Ice Bucket Challenge is raising ice buckets full of cash, while hashtag Bring Back Our Girls didn't free one Nigerian child, and it never will. In roughly 3 weeks, the viral video effort raised $15 million, which is now well over $20 million, for Amyotrophic Lateral Sclerosis Foundation. If you've ever been involved in an effort to raise money to fight a disease, and I have, that's a stunning number by any measure. As for not raising awareness, we don't know how many people who previously had never heard of ALS, or Lou Gehrig for that matter, decided to Google it after accepting the challenge. How many people have donated online, took the time to learn about the cause to which they were donating their dollars? I know I shouldn't politicize this, but, I suspect the whining comes mostly from the left. I have two reasons for this. First, a lot of conservative hosts and politicians have taken part in the effort. It always makes liberals uncomfortable to see a stereotype shattered. Conservatives, in their mind, can't possibly care about people afflicted with any disease, so their effort can't be sincere and can't be having an impact. Secondly, liberals love things that don't yield results and hate things that do. The Ice Bucket Challenge is raising millions for a worthy cause. Hashtag Bring Back Our Girls accomplished nothing, but lefties loved it. Are some people doing it because everyone else is? Yeah. Are some people doing it for publicity? Yes. Is either point relevant if it's a wildly successful fundraising effort to fight ALS? No, not at all. As I said, Jim Schmidt and I set aside our differences, and I allowed him to drench me with the water. He and I agreed to set aside our differences and have a little fun for a good cause. In the final analysis, isn't that what the Ice Bucket Challenge is all about? Colin Roth at Wright Wisconsin, and he ran these pieces right next to each other. He's managing editor. Disagrees. The ice bucket challenge, a qualified dissent. Before I lay out my chief concern with the ice bucket challenge, let me say congrats to the ALS Foundation for raising awareness in millions. Giving to charities and foundations is a great thing and ought to be encouraged whenever possible. May God bless all of those who took the challenge or donated money. I'm not against the ALS Foundation or giving to charity. Now, my dissent, he writes. What bothers me most about the ice bucket challenge is it's the look-at-me aspect of the entire phenomena. In an age when every single banal and nauseating detail of everyone's lives is now on the subject of a tweet or Facebook post, it should not surprise me that philanthropy has found a way to capitalize on this age of internet narcissism. This is the part that really bugs him. But I'm left wondering, is there nothing left sacred? Can we no longer accept charity to be a private matter? In the book of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus warns, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Regardless of one's faith, Colin writes, Jesus' command is applicable to all. It is to ensure that when we give, it is with pure hearts. It is to prevent that all-too-human desire that corrupts us into thinking that giving is about us. It is to prevent that look-at-me aspect of giving. He goes on, "I'll be the first to admit that I have a hard time resisting the desire to watch those icy buckets of water dumped on the heads of friends, celebrities, and even a few people I don't hold in the highest regard. I watch nearly every one of them I come across, and I do so sincerely hope that this campaign raises awareness and is successful in raising funds for research that could one day cure this disease. But I also sincerely hope that when this ice bucket fad fades, and it will, we remember that there are a number of worthy causes and needs in our world. You don't have to wait around for the next fun video challenge that will give you a few new Facebook likes to get involved." Who's right? Colin, or am I right? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1030.
The Jerry Bader Show.